English can be a frustrating obstacle course for speakers of other languages. Some people struggle to get the hang of those tricky TH sounds or the difference between S's and Z's. These idiosyncrasies contribute to a person's accent and offer a clue as to whether someone is from Italy or Spain or India. Steven Weinberger, a linguistics professor at George Mason University, decided to compile an online speech accent archive. The website lets you hear, say, a 42-year-old female from Azerbaijan who learned English only 2 years before, and it also gives a phonetic rendering of her speech.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring the things with her from the store.
Steve Weinberger is here with us in the studio. Good to have you with us.
Hello, Lynn.
How many accents do you have compiled at this point?
Today we have 651 accents from more than 200 different language backgrounds.
That's incredible. And you also give a phonetic rendering of the person's speech. What does that mean exactly?
We transcribe it and write it out in a special script that any linguist who understands the International Phonetics Alphabet could look at that script and read it verbatim.
What are your students learning about the way people speak?
Well, I think they're learning that non-native speakers who learn language after a certain age will always have an accent. They also learn that there are certain things that all speakers of English share, no matter what language they start with. And if we find those kinds of behaviors, teachers of English don't have to teach everything to non-natives. They just have to teach a few things.
Hmm. We have some tape of a recording of one of the accents. Let's listen to that.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe snake for her brother Bob.
Well, what can you tell us about that woman based on that piece of tape?
She's a Gujarati speaker.
Where's Gujarati spoken?
Some of it is spoken in India. She's making different kinds of substitutions with her English. She's pronouncing some of her T's and D's like T's and D's, which is called retroflexing, curling the tongue back as you make a T or a D. And this is simply because Gujarati has these sounds, and she's simply using her Gujarati instead of an English sound.
How did you decide on that paragraph? It sounded like it was a grocery list or something.
Yes, we wanted the paragraph to contain easy words, and we wanted the words to contain virtually all the sounds of English.
And here's another example.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring those things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob.
Now, where is this gentleman from?
He's from Sicily. He's in his 70s. Well, he was in his 70s when he was recorded. He's been living in America for more than 50 years.
So he's much easier to understand.
Well, maybe he's easier to understand for us because he's speaking with from a language that we're more familiar with, Italian or Sicilian, which is very close. You notice he puts little vowels at the ends of words, and that's because his native language doesn't allow words to end with hard consonants.
Now, who do you find is visiting the website, and what do they tell you and your researchers about what they're finding there?
We find that a lot of actors use the website to learn new accents. Engineers who need to design speech recognition software need to listen to different accents so that their software is robust and can understand different English accents. But mostly it's just regular people who are just interested in listening to different kinds of speech from all over the world. I mean, accents are so interesting. They reveal the native language.
Steven Weinberger is the creator of the Speech Accent Archive. He's also a linguistics professor at George Mason University. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.